until then to give you guys all that information.
Are any results in?
Yep.
Are they good, bad?
It's all based on perspective. but I really don't want to talk about that. It's not fair for me to share Jeff's information with you right now. So we'll wait until tomorrow.
Can you say whether you're optimistic, I guess, or
I'm not, I really don't want to say any more about Jeff.
Okay.
How about one of those? Are you concerned that he's been out this long and that Mike set him back once the rest of
Let's
just
move on to another question.
Let's talk about this guy.
Okay.
Can I move on from that too?
Okay.
Are you comfortable where you're at now, or do you still need have stuff to need?
I don't know if there's anything I need to do, but there's some things that we're still working on. But I think that this roster is what it's going to be. It's always the case. The things that we would like to do are usually difficult to pull off, so we're planning on this roster for now.
Are you good enough size-wise?
Yeah, absolutely. We have enough size, for sure.
More full size?
Yeah, let's take a look out there. We have a lot of size.
How about guys that can bang underneath that?
Yeah, we have some guys that can bang underneath.
And a couple of conscientious objectors.
Have any of the camp invites distinguished themselves in your mind?
You know, honestly, I haven't watched practice much yet, so I'm the wrong one to ask that question. Hopefully I get to watch some practice here in the next few days.
Just what do you make of the fact that teams are behind schedule, some guys aren't in shape, not just the Celtics, but across the league, and that, you know, opening day is getting here really fast?
Yeah, no, it's been chaos, not just for us, but for every team in the league. Some worse than others, not quite as bad, depending on the rosters coming out. But everybody knew that, and same for each team, and you just have to make the best of it.
The Chris Paul thing going through, take away this question that was around at least one of your players.
Maybe so. The questions have been sort of done with us for a while. Before we started camp, but maybe that helps to feed his mind. I'm not sure, but I think his mind has been that pretty since we've been here again.
Delonte last year was a guy who came off the bench defensively, was able to really give you guys what you needed at times in terms of just matching up against some of the better shooting guards. What growth have you seen from Avery? Do you think that he is the type of guy who could maybe step in and fill that role this season potentially?
Well, Avery is our best athletic perimeter defender. He's young without experience, and so he has to learn to use that athleticism. But he's also a very intense kid, a little bit like Delonte. I mean, he's athletic, strong, and intense, and has a ton of energy. And so once he learns to bridle that energy, he could be one of the best defenders in the league.
Is there a way to judge how far away he is from getting there, I guess?
No, I think that you just got to give him a chance. I mean, he needs game action. And you got to give him a chance to sort of play through some. But he'll, at the same time, just with his athleticism alone and his energy defensively, he'll help us. Yeah, he'll make mistakes, but he'll bring something to the table that we don't have as well.
Usually when the regular season starts, everyone kind of takes a deep breath and starts player movement, things like that. So with this compressed season, is it going to still stay crazy, do you think? Do you think it's going to be?
I think it'll die down in the next week. I mean, I think it's slowing down now, and I think it'll get keep slowing down. But it might trickle a little bit at the beginning of the season this year. Unusual. So.
You said you haven't seen a lot of practice, but just what you know about dueling, what are you expecting from him?
Well, he's a terrific defender. He can make threes. He's an experienced veteran guy that can play both guard positions. Plays with great energy and passion. So we expect him to give us energy, passion, and defense, and make some shots.
Thanks, Dan.
Hey.